It's the easternmost point in U.S. territory, an island purchased by the United States in 1916. If you come here to visit, you'll be amazed by the rich history that is still intact from centuries ago. We'll go there on this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Scammers often try to dupe veterans to steal the VA benefits they've earned. Scammers may try to obtain sensitive information or collect payments over the phone, offer to move assets in order to qualify for pension, insist benefits may be sent directly to a friend or caregiver, or promise to manage benefits or file a claim for you. VA will never charge you for processing a claim, and only VA can determine eligibility. To report suspicious activity, visit va.gov/OIG/hotline.
David Goldstein enjoys sharing the story of St. Croix and the Christiansted National Historic Site. The Spanish were the first Europeans to land here at Salt River Bay, but when the Spanish lost interest in the island, other world powers soon moved in.
The French, the Dutch, and the English all had a very strong presence here, and they all had a customs house. They were all trafficking goods. They were harassing the Spanish fleet right here out of Salt River Bay.
The French divided the island into plantations, brought European goods here, and began to grow cotton, cattle, and cane. The French eventually sold St. Croix to the Knights of Malta, who in turn sold the land to the Danes in 1730.
In 1733, there's a massive slave revolt in which all the Danish interests are pushed into the sea, and the enslaved revolt and hold the island for up to a year.
The Danes built towns and plantations here for nearly two centuries, before the island next changed hands.
The Danish crown holds control of St. Croix until 1917, when the United States purchases it for $24 million.
Now a U.S. territory, the town of Christiansted still looks much as it did long ago. It's truly a living historical landscape.
I can describe and tell you what Danish life in the 18th century looked like here pretty easily. I can walk you downtown. All you have to do is stand in Christiansted, and you're in the middle of the 18th century. And these are the streets that Alexander Hamilton walked as a kid, as a teenager.
Many of us have forgotten that Founding Father Alexander Hamilton spent much of his early days here on St. Croix. But how and why did he and his family end up here? That story is next time as we travel the countryside. In Christiansted, St. Croix, I'm Andrew McRae.